Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week. No matter if you're a seasoned gardener or just getting started with growing your own vegetables and herbs, this is the place for great ideas and inspiration as you grow your way through the entire garden season. This week, we're talking about gardening in containers and small spaces. Now, I garden in a relatively small space, but I still have plenty of room to grow what I need to feed my family all of our veggie needs, and yet I still take advantage of using containers and think about how to economize the space I have. It's a smart way to get a lot of bang for the buck. And I'm sure many of you struggle with wanting to grow a bountiful garden, yet you're challenged by limited space. Perhaps you live in a condo or an apartment, and a balcony is your only option. Or maybe you're in a home with very little space between you and your neighbors. A concrete patio or small deck might be your only place to grow your garden. Well, fear not. No matter where you live, as long as you have the desire to grow even a single container, today there are plants that are ideally suited for small spaces, and that includes vegetables. Even tomatoes. Imagine the possibilities, and we can help you make that happen. So as usual, let's get started with the basics. If you're a space challenged gardener, we're going to focus on selecting plants that are bred to remain compact. In addition, we can take advantage of vertical space, since a lot of vegetable plants grow up a lot more than they grow out. So as you prepare your small space garden, place your container or growing beds in the sunniest space possible. Now, I realize we might be talking about just the difference of a few feet, but you know what? That can make a lot more difference than you realize if it means a few more hours of sunlight each day. And if you're inclined, invest in a platform that has rollers on it. Then place your container on top. As the sun moves across the sky, you can chase it by moving your containers to soak up all those precious rays. I know that sounds extreme, but I really do know people that do this, and it can make a really big difference. You can find those rolling platforms at home improvement stores. But however you decide to go, select the largest containers practical for your space and budget. Then, add the best planting soil you can afford. You'll find bags of this type labeled as container mix or potting soil. They're specifically engineered to drain well while holding adequate moisture. Some even have slow-release fertilizer mixed in. And when it comes to container gardens, that's really important since nutrients flush through them so quickly. You'll need a slow-release nutrient source, and today's container mixes usually include this. And now the fun begins when you add the plants. Although there are a lot of plants that will thrive in containers, let's go with the ones that are ideally suited. In general, almost any kind of herb plant will do just fine. Most stay rather small, but even the taller ones like fennel or dill, they'll work too. Just provide some support as they grow up. And speaking of growing up, as long as you have the proper support, the sky's the limit for even classic vegetables. Think of cucumbers and peas and pole beans and even tomatoes. If you're willing to let your plants ramble vertically, with the proper support, go for it. But to keep your space manageable, here are a few suggestions that will give you and your plants room to grow. For tomatoes, there are two basic types, indeterminate and determinate, and you'll want the latter. Determinate varieties include bush types. The blossoms and fruit develop on the vine about the same time, and harvest is consolidated into a short period of about 7 to 10 days. The good news is the plants are self-topping and rarely need staking. That's what you're looking for, determinate varieties. It usually even says so on the plant tag. And two great smaller varieties to try from Burpee Home Gardens include Bush Steak Hybrid and Bush Early Girl. Peppers are another summer classic. And since they all stay on the smaller side, just about any variety will work. Simply provide a stake for each container to hold the plants upright once the fruits start to develop. Even cucumbers work in small gardens, especially with clumping varieties such as Bush Champion. And let's not forget about lettuce blends. Burpee Home Gardens has even created a few special mixes ideally suited for containers, including Global Gourmet, Alfresco, and City Garden Mix. And finally, if you just want the container garden without the fuss, then pick up a patio-ready pot, already planted and ready to go. Now, once your garden is planted, though, all that's left for you to do is to make sure that you keep the plants watered. Even with great soil, containers dry out much more quickly than plants growing in the ground. So don't be surprised if you need to water as much as every day. And a simple probe into the soil with your finger will tell you if the soil is dry, in which case, it's time to water. It's that easy. So until you can have the sprawling garden of your dreams, there's no need to wait. Head out to the garden center, get those containers and soil, and of course, your Burpee Home Garden plant varieties that are ideally suited for just your kind of place. In fact, no matter where your garden grows, we'll be right there with you every step of the way to help you have a great season. This is just one of 26 podcasts created to get you off to a successful start and provide helpful weekly tips throughout the entire growing season. And to be sure you don't miss a single episode, you can subscribe to the podcast series for free in iTunes. And for more ideas and inspiration anytime, be sure to check out burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll be right back here next week for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week.